Welcome to Fiscal Therapy, the podcast where leaders in accounting share their secrets to success. I'm your host, Jody Sitters, Community Manager for our accounting partners at MYOB. We chat to expert guests who will provide real-life examples of how you can build a successful practice. Welcome to Fiscal Therapy. Today, I have two guests from a progressive accounting practice in South Australia, Brentnell's SA. Joining us from Brentnell's, we have Bradley Barnes, partner, and Laura Bay, who works in accounting and advisory. So welcome to Fiscal Therapy, Bradley and Laura.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Jody.
Thank you.
Awesome. Lovely for you to be here, and thanks for your time today. Listen, just jumping straight into it, I'd love to know, Bradley, so tell us a little bit about Brentnell's and where you fit as a partner.
So Brentnell's has been a firm for around 23 years now. We started with two partners and around 17 staff. It was a split up between an existing partnership. And we now have 13 owners and 85 staff in 23 years. So that growth's been great. I myself am a partner there. I joined the firm around 11 years ago. I started as a senior and I've worked my way up to the partner role, which I've been in for just over 2 years now. So I head up the agribusiness side of the business as well as the marketing. We like to share the jobs around between the partners and things. And what I see my role to clients is as a business advisor. I have a lot of agribusiness clients being the head, but I have veterinary clients, building clients as well. And it is surprising how business is business, whether you're running, it could be completely two different things, but the learnings you get from one business you can take into another. And how I also see my role is one of my mentors there, John Crouch, who's one of the existing partners, one of his phrases that he used a lot was people don't ring me because I'm a nice guy, they've got a problem and they want me to solve it. And that's how I sort of see my role, as a problem solver for people. So that, you know, and they don't necessarily need the answer straight away, but if I can get the answer for them or use my network of contacts to get that answer for them, then that just cements the relationship.
And with the amount of owners and partners in the business, I'm sure you have lots of people to talk with out some of those situations with as well.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we've got Sally, who's our head of tax, who gets a number of questions every day around all of that stuff. Some of the agribusiness comes my way. We have a non-accountant within our midst, actually, a health advisor in the practice management spot. So he gets a lot of the health-related questions as well.
So yeah, nice network that you're building there in Brentnell's. I love it. So Laura, can you tell us a little bit about you and how you started at Brentnell's?
So I started at Brentnell's July last year, so just over a year ago. Partway through a Master of Accounting and Finance, so I've been working full-time at Brentnell's while continuing to study that part-time. And, yeah, on a day-to-day basis, I'm doing more of the back-end stuff, the tax returns, end-of-year accounts, quarterly and monthly BASs, management reporting, that sort of thing, all the number-crunching stuff, so that then partners like Brad have the information they need to go back and solve their clients' problems.
Oh, I like that. So you're in the back end at the moment, learning and passing all that wealth of information on to Bradley so he can do his amazing, you know, chats with his clients and do all the fun stuff. Yeah, I love that. That's really good. So, so Bradley, I'm going to cross over to you again. As partner, what are some of those big goals you have for Brentnell's as a practice?
I guess, you know, the growth that we've had has allowed, you know, people like me to continue their career there at Brentnell's, that's what I see myself as sort of custodian for that, to continue to grow the business so that people like Laura have the opportunity to move up within that business and take it on and lead it the way where it needs to go. So just being able to continue that growth to build the business, but also just the client relationships and relationships are very important in what we do. So maintaining those relationships, we've grown organically through referral networks and things like that over those 23 years. So maintaining that and is really important to me.
Yeah, I love that. And also just bringing people through the practice and giving them that opportunity,
fuels that growth. That's our bread and butter. Yeah, we've had a strong undergraduate program for a number of years ever since the inception, and a number of those undergraduates are actually now partners of the firm as well. So it's been really, really game changer for us.
That's a fantastic result too for everyone, really, in that space, isn't it? It's great. So you were saying, like, you've got the undergrad program and Laura's part of that. So how does it, and I suppose you've already said a little bit about that, but how does it contribute to the practice growth? So obviously bringing those people through.
So obviously we started with two partners, and to grow to eight, we needed to have work to sort of do that. So the undergraduate program, we look at our capacity and we like to bring on a bit of overcapacity in what we're bringing in. We have two intakes a year in July and January, and normally take on between 5 and 7 undergraduates each time. And that's looking to fill positions, but also build a bit of excess into the capacity, because we've had a history of being able to grow into that. So don't want to be light on numbers to mean other people are overworked. We're very strong on our sort of work-life balance and not overworking people. So to have that extra capacity just allows that to happen.
And being proactive rather than reactive, right? So you're already ready, you're prepared.
Yes, there's a whole realm of back end that goes into the undergraduate process. We go through our interview process and get them on board. It's getting a tighter and tighter market, as people probably know now. So we used to be able to sort of hand pick, and now it is getting harder out there to get the undergraduates and fill those positions. And we're feeling that they're being filled later and later as well. Our ideal time is to take someone on in July. It's the financial year. It's how we work. But a lot of people go to university in that this is January year, the calendar year that they work. So So that sort of mixed intake does help with that.
Yeah. Okay. And just finding the right people.
It is about the people at the end of the day. People work with people. You could go to uni and earn high distinctions, or I didn't go to uni, sorry. so you could get all the grades and everything that you want, but it is a people business.
Yeah.
We back ourselves in to teach the person how to prepare the financials, do the BAS, be able to talk to a client about it. But if they can't have that sort of interaction like that, then it can be a bit of a struggle.
Yeah, it's the practical application, like going out and actually using what you've been taught in uni, or what you've been taught at any time, and actually being able to take that to the next degree and really use it in the way that you want to, and be able to relate it to other people, which is really important too, I think.
And it all comes back to that. Different businesses, but it is business at the end of the day. So someone who has cows in their yard, or someone who's a specialist, a medical person, they still might have employees. They still have the same tax regimes and things like that. So
one would be talking about the rain more, probably.
Yes, definitely. The seasonal I was at the YP field days yesterday, and it was a lovely day, but I think people would have preferred rain, actually.
Yeah, they're always wanting rain, don't they? They're always, when you talk to a farmer, it's like, when is it going to rain? Or it's too much rain, or it's something. I love it. But we need the farmers. We need the farmers. Yeah, we need the ag
lovely
guys.
Lovely people to work with.
Absolutely. You're very lucky, actually, because I've done a lot of work with ag in the past, and I think they're amazing. amazing people. They're lovely.
Very much so.
Hey, Laura, I'm going to chuck a question over to you. So tell us about your experience when you started at Brentnell's and you started in that undergrad program. So tell us a little bit about how that worked for you.
I found it was really great starting in a group with there were five of us when I started. So everything at the beginning, we were all going through it together. So you've got other people that you're bouncing off in real time. But then also there are so many other people, as Brad mentioned, who started out in the undergrad program who are now managers and partners. So right from the word go, you can talk to so many people in the firm about the exact situation you're in because they either are there or they've been there, which was a really welcoming environment to come into. And as well, there's a really comprehensive orientation program when you first start, where you have meetings. It's you and your cohort, so it's not just you on your own being terrified. But you have meetings with a lot of different people from the firm, people like Brad, the heads of the other departments, people who are responsible for all different sections, so that they give you an overview of how the firm works, how different departments work. So it feels like you're really part of it. You're not a gear in a machine. You're actually a person that Brentnell's is really invested in making comfortable and happy there. And that was, I found that to be just a fantastic way to start a new job.
That's what I was going to say, just a great start for you by the sound of it. And also looking up at all those people that have actually moved through the business, something to strive for, which exactly. is fantastic as well. So you've got a couple of really big wins there straight up. Love it. Thank you. That's a great answer. So back over to Bradley, because what I've seen in LinkedIn especially and around the social media sort of space, you use LinkedIn to reward and recognise your employees. So tell us a little bit about why you think that that's important.
Sort of heading up the marketing side of things, we noticed that our social media and when we put out posts that were fact sheets or information driven, the engagement wasn't as high, but where we did staff related posts, celebrationary morning teas, those sort of things that we were doing anyway, and then promoting them, they were the things that were getting the real engagement when we were putting them out in the marketplace. So we made it a concentrated effort to put our people first, because as I said, we are a people business, so they're basically what we're selling, so they are very important, and we've got a great team at Brentnell's.
Putting people first, that's amazing, that's just fantastic. I love it. So I know when you're talking about reward and recognise and reward for your employees, you do have awards. And one specifically that I saw that was celebrated through LinkedIn was the Be Extraordinary Award. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yeah, so the B for Brentnell's, Be Extraordinary Award, commenced I think just under 4 years ago now. Vanessa who's our head of marketing, she'll love a shout out.
Vanessa.
She came up with that idea. So it puts what you have to do is once a quarter we send an email around, and we have sort of four values, which are both internal and external facing. So they are client first, always putting the client first. Openness and integrity, so communication and making sure that everybody's aware of what's going on. A can-do attitude, so just going above and beyond, and high performing, excellence. And what someone has to do, so unfortunately partners and principals can't be nominated, so I'm out, unfortunately, but we can nominate. So look, and this is open to professional staff and administration staff, so our latest winner was our IT administrator. And so put it quarterly, goes out, people nominate, and then it's collated, sent round as an email, and the whole team gets to vote on who's the winner for the quarter, and they get a little award and a voucher as well as everybody who's nominated gets a little voucher as well. And what we're looking to promote is some of the unforeseen things that people might not see throughout the office. We can work quite siloed, so Laura and myself are on different teams, but to read up about, you know, what other people are doing and understanding how they're performing. It's just great to be able to reward people for
And drives engagement. Yeah. And a shout out to the IT guy, because I mean, you know, they're always fixing stuff, right?
Nicole, well done, Nicole.
Yeah, and shout out to Vanessa. I want to say too for the awards. I think that's great. I love that. She'll be very happy with me for saying that too. I imagine. Listen, I'm going to throw over to you again, Laura, because I think you were nominated for one of the awards. How did that make you feel?
So I was. I was nominated for the Be Extraordinary Award a couple of quarters ago, and I didn't think I'd done anything particularly noteworthy at the time. I thought I was just doing my job. And then I read through the nomination and I went, oh, I did do that. That was quite good, wasn't it? And it was a really nice feeling to realise that while I didn't think I was doing anything particularly special, the people around me still saw that and still thought that it was worthy of going, no, you're actually doing quite well. And it's really nice to get that feedback, because you do tend to, on average, probably get, you're going to hear more about the things you've done wrong than the things you do right. So I think it's a really nice balance to have.
Yeah, that's nice. It just, as you said, like sometimes those do wrong things get talked about more than the do right things. So it's really good to recognise that. And obviously it made you feel really good as well, which is, that's pretty awesome. Hey, I think we've had a great chat, and I love what you've got to say about there's so much really positive stuff there, I think, in your practice, which is fantastic. But to finish up today, I have a question that I'm going to ask you both, and you can just have a bit of a think, take a deep breath. It's a bit of a physical therapy question that we ask everyone. But so Bradley and Laura, what do you think is Brentnell's sweet secret to success?
Sweet secret. We are an independent firm, so we don't have any financial relationships with financial planners and things like that. So it means that we can be very independent with our advice. Our values, I think, stand out really well, but you know, ultimately, it's a people business. So the people and what we have there and the team we have there is sort of the secret sauce, I think.
Yeah, I love it. And what about you, Laura? What do you think?
I think Brad's absolutely nailed it. I think it's a great team to work with, and you know, you're in a space where you don't feel afraid to ask questions, and you can learn so much. And I think that when we can work together so well as a team, that's when we're going to do the best work for our clients as well.
Oh, yeah. I think you nailed it then, Laura.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can I take our answer, please?
Sorry, Brad. So listen to me, Bradley and Laura, like, so if people want to get in touch with Brentnell's or yourselves, how can they do that?
So we are based on Port Road at High Marsh here in South Australia. And which is just outside the city. We have a website, brentnells-sa.com.au. I'm quite heavily involved on LinkedIn, so if you want to give me a follow, then or reach out, then I'm open to network with new people. So all those sort of usual avenues.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you both, Laura and Bradley, for joining us today and sharing your experiences with us on the pod on physical therapy. Thanks so much for your time. It was great to hear that our up-and-coming young guns in play, they are so significant and they really play a significant part in your practice, which I think is fantastic. So thanks so much, Laura. Thanks so much, Bradley.
Thanks for having us, Jodie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Physical Therapy with Jodie Sitters, powered by MYOB. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to sharing more physical therapy with you next time.